We're talking with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, the USDA released its supply and demand numbers today. What does that mean for traders?
Well, Jim, this morning at 11 o'clock, we saw the WASDA USDA supply and demand numbers come out. The corn came in at 757 million bushels. This was 55 million less than what the trade was looking for. The soybeans came in at 125 million. That was 11 million less than the trade was looking for. And wheat at 731 million was 4 million more than what the trade was looking for. We saw USDA cut the feed residual use in the wheat by 15 million bushels, but they added back a million bushels for seed usage. The ending stocks came in at 731 million. That was 15 million more than what we saw in last month's report. Now, when you look at world ending stocks, they were 4 million metric tons more than we saw last month, with the biggest increase coming as China's feed usage was cut by 3 million metric tons, adding that back into their ending stocks. In the corn we saw today, a cut in the feed residual usage by 150 million bushels. Now, remember back on the March 28th report, the NASS cut it by about 350 to 400 million bushels, causing that $1 drop in our corn markets. So WASDA did not cut it near as much. We also saw them add a 50 million bushels each for food and seed usage and for ethanol usage. Now, the corn also saw exports cut by 25 million bushels. We saw the ending stocks actually only 125 million more than what they were in the previous month. Now, we also saw the world ending stocks come in with an increase of 7.8 million metric tons. 3 million of that came from the U.S., and about 1.5 million came from an increase in Brazil's corn crop. Now, as far as the soybeans, we saw a cut in residual use by 25 million bushels. We saw an increase in our crush by 20 million. Exports an increase by 5 million. Seed usage an increase by 1 million. Now, ending stocks were left unchanged from last month at 125 million. We saw world ending stocks increase by 2.4 million metric tons, mainly due to seeing USDA cut China's imports by 2 million metric tons. Argentina and Brazil's production was also left unchanged from last month at 51.5 million metric tons for Argentina, 83.5 million for Brazil. We might also want to add back on the wheat. We saw an increase in hard winter wheat, ending stocks by 25 million bushels. That's what we raised in the Southern Plains. Hard spring saw an increase of 10 million, and the soft red winter, which is grown in the Corn Belt, saw a decrease of 11 million bushels. Now, the trade was pretty crazy today. In the end, we saw the wheat take the brunt of the downside. Corn came back late, and soybeans were slightly lower. Keep in mind, this wheat crop is going to continue to watch what's going on out there with Mother Nature and these cold temperatures.
That's Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities on the effects of the USDA supply and demand report that was released today. Thanks, Tom.